You know, it's amazing to me. This is the time of year where we give and we share and we talk about doing good deeds and good things. And really, it shouldn't just be this time of year, should it? It should be that we have that spirit about us all the time, that we are just a giving people. We are a people who are willing to share and to love and to be generous. It's crazy this season we're in. I mean, immediately after Thanksgiving, or really before Thanksgiving, all the advertisements start coming. But you know, there's Good Friday, right? And then I know now there is Small Business Saturday, right? There is Cyber Monday, and then we have Giving Tuesday. Now, personally, I thought, whoever thought of Giving Tuesday, it really should be like Giving Thursday. I mean, you should do it before they start spending their money, right? But we've got all these days that kind of capture all of this idea about buying so that we can give gifts, right? This is just the time of giving gifts, and we all do it, right? I mean, I'm sure there's an exception, one or two here in among us that, you know, we're just not doing the Christmas tree. We're not doing the gifts exchange. We're not doing that. We just don't believe in that. And there's always one or two that by their conviction, that's just what they've chosen. For the most of us, though, we have our trees up, don't we? We've got our gifts under our trees, and we are looking forward to sharing time with family. It's just a good family time, right? People are off work, and then we get to see the joy in the faces. We get to see those faces light up with smiles and with excitement and love, and especially when we give those gifts, it just makes us feel good, doesn't it? I mean, it does for me as a father. There's nothing like being able to give your kids gifts and then to just see them elated when they open those gifts. I seem to think that God is a little bit like that as well. That the Bible speaks about God as being a God who gives, right? God is a giver. And let me just say, He is liberal in giving. God is a generous God who blesses us in so many ways. I got to thinking about just God and how He has blessed us, how He has given to us, He's poured into us, how God has invested so much into us. We have been given an indescribable gift. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15, one of the things that Paul says to the church at Corinth as he's writing that second letter, he says that when he thinks about God and what God has given and what God has done for mankind, he's given us the gift of His Son. God sacrificed His Son. His Son sacrificed Himself for us. And so God gives beautifully, doesn't He? For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son. God has given us an indescribable gift. You cannot simply describe Jesus accurately with human words. It just can't be done. You can't describe the gift of salvation accurately with human words. It just can't be done. Now, we have men like Paul who have written about the life of Christ and have tried to get us to see a little bit of the importance of the beautiful gift of His life. But I think Paul just says it best when he is trying to describe that in the second letter to the Corinthians by God being a good giver with an indescribable gift. But just think about it. We are God's possession. We are His own special people. We were called out of darkness into His marvelous light. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. We are the church, the body of Christ. Ephesians 1, verses 22 through 23. We have been given this perfect gift of His Word. And that's one of the things that He talks about, that perfect law of liberty. He's talking about His Word. James 1:17, 1:18, 1:25, talking about God being a good giver, the giver of His wonderful Word. The Word of truth, as it's referred to there in verse 8. A lamp to our feet and a light for our way, Psalm 119. As the Bible talks about it. It is the sword of the Spirit, Hebrews 4, verse 12. The living Word of God that is able to build us up and make us fit and ready for the kingdom of God to receive our inheritance. The Word of truth can convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering to make us complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. You just start to think about God as being a good giver, and it's not only that He gave His Son. That is the most amazing gift in my opinion. But God has given us so much more. He's not left us without knowing that He has provided enough for us to sustain us and to help us in this walk, in this life. We serve an amazing God, amen? We serve a God who gives and who blesses and who goes above and beyond to do for His children what we cannot do for ourselves. What a blessing to be called children of God. And that's exactly what we are, 1 John 3, verse 1. We are the wonderful children of God. By faith, we live and we move and we have our very being in Him. By faith, we obey God, our wonderful Father. By faith, we respond to what He did by giving us His Son. By faith, we are His children. God is a gracious God to His children. God has given us so much. He's invested so much in us and has given so much to us. I want to kind of spin this a little bit in the next few moments. And, you know, we could talk about many other things that God has given us. The passage that was read by Mike a few moments ago is a passage that talks about God giving us specific gifts to help in His kingdom. Okay, God, first and foremost, has blessed us all with talents. Every one of us has a talent, has a gift, if you will, that we can use in His kingdom, the church, to help build up the church and to help us to be better. Have you ever thought about at Christmas time, have you known of anyone who got a Christmas gift and said, you know what, I'm just not going to open it. I'm just not going to open it. What kid does that? Have you guys ever gotten a Christmas gift and you said, you know what, I love it, thank you for giving it, but I'm just not going to open it. Does anyone do that? I mean, this coming Christmas, is anyone planning to get up, rush in there Christmas morning, see what's under the tree, and then not open a single gift? Do you do that on your birthday? Ladies, that your husband, I mean, he goes out of the way, he tries to find the perfect gift, right? Anniversary? Jim, you've gotten the perfect gift, right? Anniversary. Mine was Wednesday. I took Christy shopping at the Goodwill on Wednesday. That's what we did Wednesday, and then we came to church. I said, I want you to meet some of the best people in the world. And then when she got to church, she said, I thought you were taking me to meet some of the best people in the world. No, she didn't say that. You are the best people in the world. But we get gifts, right? We get beautiful gifts. We try to just find the perfect gift so that we can give it. But who, when they receive the gift, doesn't open it? Does anyone not do that? Mother's Day? Father's Day? Any time that you have done something good and you are blessed with a gift, do you ever just say, I'm not going to open it? I'm just going to leave it unopened? What good is a gift that is never opened? What good is it? Now, I'm not saying anything about the intention of the person giving the gift, and I'm not saying about the time and money invested in the gift. That makes the gift beautiful and makes it worth it. But what good is it to you if you never open the gift? And God has given us so much in the church, and there are some in the kingdom who never open the gift and never use it the way that the giver intended for it to be used. And so let's just think about that for just a moment as we contemplate this idea of God blessing us with talents. Now, I'm not going to spend time in Matthew 25 because I know most of the time that's where we go when we talk about talents, but actually that's a money text, and it's really referring to money. I do think that the principle is there that God has blessed us all with talents. I just believe that's true. But contextually, that's kind of a stretch for that particular text. But it is true that God blesses us. The passage that Mike read talks about God giving us gifts, blessing us, so that the church can be built up. Have you ever thought about your elders being a gift? But they are. gifts from God to build up the church. Some people, the way they think about elders, if they do what I want them to do, when I want them to do it, you know, if they stand up and make an announcement and say this one thing that I don't like them. No, that's not how we see the elders. We're supposed to see the elders, according to Paul, as a gift, right? They're a gift to help build up the church. And the decisions that are made by those men who serve as spiritual shepherds, serve as spiritual shepherds to build up the kingdom of God. What a beautiful, beautiful blessing that God has given us with our Bible class teachers. God has not only given spiritual shepherds, He gave apostles and prophets early on to help build the church up. We see them as a gift. We are even recipients of that particular gift by the words that we have today in Scripture. But Bible class teachers are also a blessing, a gift to the church to help honor God and to build His kingdom up. The very thing that He purchased, that Jesus purchased with His blood, is what God blesses us with gifts to help build up that kingdom that Jesus purchased with His blood. And just think about it from the passage there in Ephesians chapter 4. Number one, there's a reason that God gives us talents. There's a reason that God has given us this beautiful gift. There's a reason that God has wrapped it up and said, this is special for you. This is your gift. This is your talent to be used by you. There's a reason that God's given it. He understands. You might not understand everything about God and how He works and what He does, but we know He gives us gifts. And so as you understand a little bit about Ephesians 4, here's some things that we can gather from Ephesians chapter 4 concerning the reasons that God has given us a gift to use in His kingdom. Is number one, to help the church grow in faith. Verses 11 through 14, the passage that Mike read a few moments ago. It helps us to grow in faith. Our faith is to be a vibrant, strong, healthy, crazy type faith. Totally different from the rationale of the world. But this is the kind of faith that's needed in the church, that's needed in the kingdom. That God has blessed you with the gift of your talent. I would say that you are personally the gift that God has given to the church, not your talent. And I think that sometimes we like to separate those. Like, God's given me this, and so I need to use this in His kingdom. I understand, God is saying, yes, I'm giving this gift to you, but you, in a sense, are the gift. You're the gift that the church needs to build up and to help the church to grow in faith. That's the purpose of all of those men that are listed, all of those people that are listed by way of prophets and teachers and so on and so forth, apostles. It's to help the church grow in faith. Number two, to help the church grow in number. When every part does it, share what happens to the body. The body grows, doesn't it? The body grows in faith, as we just mentioned, but it also grows in number, right? That's verse 16. It grows in number. Open hearts with open doors. The more good we can do for others and get our message, the message of Jesus out into the community. It is our personal message, but it's His message. Getting His gospel out in the community to help others to come to know Him, to help them to come to know what He did for them, to help them know that God has given a precious gift so they can respond in obedience to salvation. Open hearts and open doors. It does help the church grow numerically. And then it helps the church to grow in strength. It builds one another up, verse 12. What does the Bible say in Proverbs 27:17? Iron sharpens iron. When we in the kingdom of God, when we in the church here at Fulshear, when we are together and we encourage one another, that's iron sharpening iron. When we share in God's Word, that's helping one another to be strong and vibrant and full of faith in the kingdom. It's helping us to be strengthened, to be built up. What does the Bible say in Ecclesiastes 4, verse 12? A threefold cord cannot easily be broken. There's the possibility that it can be broken. But together, a threefold cord is very difficult to break. The closer we are, the more that we stick together, the better it will be for us as we use our gifts to strengthen the church. And then to help the church grow in love, verse 16. We are to be a people who are full of love. I'm afraid sometimes that doesn't define our actions. And sometimes it doesn't define how we react and respond in the community. But it needs to be. We need to be a people who are filled with love. Jesus says this is one of the single identifying characteristics of my disciples. If you're my disciple, if you have love for one for another, well, everyone's going to know that you belong to me if you have love for one for another. But then also Galatians chapter 6 verse 10, we're to love everyone, right? We're to do good to all men, especially those who are of the household of faith. So that's the reason God gives us our talents. Number two, the blessing of receiving our talents or our gift, if you will. Think about this. What? There's got to be some blessing. When you give a gift, you know, the person that gives the gift to someone, there's a blessing that is wrapped inside. There's a blessing for the recipient. And the blessing that God has in store for us when we open the gift, there are some blessings that we receive. Think about it. Number one, it provides assurance, doesn't it? God is saying you are always needed. There's never a time in His kingdom, in the church, especially for us here at Fulshear, where you are not needed. It takes so many hands to do the work of God, all hands on deck. So this, it provides assurance for us. Look at Ephesians chapter 2. Open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. We are His good works. God's saying, I need you. That's giving us assurance. You're always needed. It provides confidence, number two, as we're thinking about the blessings we receive. It gives us confidence when we open this gift, right? God says, I believe in you. You can do it. I mean, He wouldn't give us a gift. He wouldn't bless us in some way and say, I'm giving you to the church and you're needed if you're not able to do what He intended for you to do. God wants us to be a blessing in His kingdom. And God says, I believe in you. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Look at how God talks about us. 1 Peter chapter 2. He says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood. We're all priests. We don't need a priest. We don't go to a priest. We are all priests. A holy nation, a people for His own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. We are a blessing. And what this does is this provides confidence for us. It also provides an alliance. It working together makes us stronger, doesn't it? In that passage in Hebrews 10, Hebrews 10 verses 24 and 25, we usually look at verse 25 as a text for assembling together. But you can't look at verse 25 without looking at verse 24. And really, this is a one another passage more than anything else. That we come together in order to stir up love and good works. We are a blessing together. God gives us this gift. And what he does is He says, this gift provides an alliance. It's working together that makes us stronger. And then it also provides substance, doesn't it? It provides substance that we need to strengthen the body. It makes us stronger, 2 Timothy 2, verse 21. And so are you helping the body of Christ to be stronger or weaker with your gift? Are you a blessing with your presence here in the body of Christ to make the body stronger or weaker? Now, there are things that you can do that can weaken us as a family. But what we are to be is we are to be a strong family. We're to be a loving family, a kind family, a family that motivates and encourages. It provides, finally, assistance. God says, hey, you, go help. Isn't that what He says in Galatians 6, verse 10? Do good to all men, especially those who are of the household of faith. See, it provides assistance. You are to help in the church. Yes, sometimes we help one another in the church. But we also help others as a church in the community. God is saying, I have all power. I've got all power. And when we think about that, God can do whatever He wants, right? And in whatever way He wants to do it. Make no mistake about it. But God's decided, I want to help do it through you. I want to use you to help do what I want done in the world. I want to use you to help strengthen the body of Christ. I want to use you to go out and help people. I want to use you to share my message with others. And so there are some reasons that God has given us these gifts. There are blessings that we receive when we open this gift. And so the question this morning, is your gift still wrapped, unopened, unused? How long has it been that way? Maybe God has given you a gift and you just unwrapped it immediately. And in your mind you're thinking, I can't wait to use this. And you've used it, and you've used it, and you've used it. And you know the beautiful thing about God's gifts? It's kind of like those shoes and clothes with the children wandering in the wilderness. They just don't wear out. And God has given you a gift so that you will open it. And you'll understand the reason behind it. And that you will understand the blessing that comes with using it. If we can help you this morning in any way to respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ, to obey Him in faith, to commit yourself faithfully to live out His commands in this world, we want to help you to do that. If you need to be baptized this morning into Christ to have your sins washed away, or if you as a child of God have not been living faithful, you've not been using your gifts, then come and share that. Our elders are going to be standing ready and waiting to help you. If we can do anything to help you in any way this morning, please come while together we stand and sing.